healthy life.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
This is a lot of fun. Doing this broadcast is an absolute blast. I love it. I really do. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. And your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're broadcasting live from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Dave is producing the worldwide broadcast from Minnesota. Converging threats are confronted daily. Yep, they are. And today, our threat is serious. It's a threat to your health because overexposure to radiation can harm you. With overexposure to radiation, your health can be compromised, and radiation is all around us. It's been used in luminescent dials of watches from the 1930s, the 1940s, the 1950s, the 1960s, and it's been used in plates that you might have eaten from. It's everywhere, and we've been exposed to it without our knowledge. It's used in medicine, radiation treatments. You know, radioactive gold was used in implants, supposedly to kill disease. Implants the size of a grain of rice. And those grains of rice-sized implants that were made with gold stay radioactive for thousands of years. And these unused implants were sold on the open market, and the radioactive gold was melted down and mixed with other gold for jewelry, like wedding rings. What happened? Cancer resulted. People's fingers grew 3, 4, 5 times the normal size as a result of wearing a wedding band that was radioactive. This was purely a result of greed and the selling of radioactive gold. Class, today's threats are real. They're to you, to your family. I'm concerned, and so are our instructors. I'd like to suggest that you turn off your TV and think for yourself. Do your own research. With us today is Craig Douglas. Craig's been to every one of our Get Prepared Expos. This one, April 6th and 7th, is his fifth, here in Lebanon, Missouri, at the Cowan Civic Center. Craig teaches seminars on radiation. He's passionate about informing his students about radiation, what it is and what it's not. He has survey meters for sale, and he's going to be selling them at the Get Prepared Expo April 6th and 7th. I have three of them. Now, I purchased mine about 15 years ago before I met Craig Douglas. I was concerned, and I purchased them. Craig Douglas is at the Get Prepared Expo because I asked him to be at the Get Prepared Expo to share his knowledge about radiation with you. I think it's a very important subject. Welcome, Craig Douglas.
Hello, Vincent.
Craig, it's great to be with you today in the broadcast. We're going to do 2 hours today, and we're going to talk about the differences in types of radiation. You and I have done a one-hour broadcast, but this time we're going to get more in depth. So let me ask you this, Craig. You've been to all of the Get Prepared Expos, and you teach seminars. Can you share with us what we're going to learn at the April 6th and 7th Get Prepared Expo when we sit in your class?
Well, some of the same things we're going to learn here today on your show, probably. Some of the dangers or not dangers about radiation, and there's four different types of radiation we'll be discussing, that being alpha, beta, gamma, and X-ray. As far as survival purposes, we're going to go through all the potential problems of not only nuclear power plants, but of the old nuclear war scenario as well. Any way you can protect yourself, both in your food, your water, your air, and the land around you and your homes. So a basic survival 101 about how to protect yourself from radiation.
You know, that is really important, because that was one of our greatest fears back in the 1950s and the 1960s. When we were in school, we were preparing for nuclear war, and duck and cover and get under the desks and go in the hallway and, you know, sit down on the floor with your knees up against your chest, bend your head down, put your hands over your head. I mean, we were really preparing for the Russians to come and get us, and it didn't happen, and we're thankful for that. But that was a threat that we lived with in grammar school. We don't seem to be concerned with that anymore, Craig. Why is that?
Well, we were actually taking it very seriously. The Duck and Cover, for instance, that film was from 1952, I believe, and it was played pretty heavily all the way up through the mid-60s. Some of you that are probably 50 years or older remember the Duck and Cover. People like to laugh at it today because about in the late 60s and early 70s and all throughout the 80s, it became a national joke because of the propaganda being put up on the media by some people and organizations that nuclear war was not survivable, that the bombs are getting 10 times bigger, 100 times bigger than they were in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and that we're all just going to die. There's no point in doing it. The duck and cover thing, well, the only good thing the duck and cover was for was so they know where to find your body, or the old joke, bend over and kiss your butt goodbye. That was the joke that this slowly became evolved into what we have today, which is basically nothing. We aren't really prepared for anything. At least even though people believe that the duck and cover and all the things we were doing would be pointless, it actually still has a lot of merit today. And I can explain real briefly about the duck and cover. The reason the duck and cover was utilized, and it would still hold true today if people just remember it, or show it to your children, for those of you who have children, the ducking and covering was when you saw the flash of light. Flash of light was the very first indication you got of a nuclear warhead. Now, schools were never at ground zero. They weren't primary targets. They would not be obliterated, or at least most of them wouldn't be. Yeah, certainly if they were close enough to the ground zero, we called it, they might be obliterated. But in that instance, you wouldn't even see the flash of light because you probably would be dead instantly anyway. So the flash of light would tell you that there is a shock wave on the way. Now, it could be within seconds, certainly. It would be fairly quick, but there'd be a very powerful shock wave. So the idea was to protect yourself from that shockwave. What, are you just going to sit there and wait for FEMA to show up? I don't think so. You're going to duck under the desk. You're going to cover your head and try to cover your face a little bit with your arms, because the blast could blow in all the windows of the school. The blast, along with that blast, would be high heat for a few seconds. You might encounter up to 800 degrees, depending how close you are to the epicenter of the blast. Very high temperatures for a short period, so that also tries to protect your face from the heat, not only fine glass, but the heat. And being under the desk with all the, if the building were to collapse, then the collapsed building would probably fall on the desk, and the desk would protect some of the children probably from being killed or injured too bad. So after the blast was over with, then you make your way to the shelters, which schools had, and other public buildings. We had these fallout shelters all over the country. And so, because there'll be high levels of gamma radiation that could be following in the days to come. So after the blast was over with, if you survived the blast, that was the duck and cover. You're trying to survive the blast. Then you make your way to the shelter, which was usually in a basement of a building. And then you would stay there where we had supplies. We had biscuits. We had crackers. We had cots. We had carbohydrate supplements. We had medical supplies. We had all sorts of minor supplies in these shelters to try to keep us safe for the next week or two is about the most you would have to stay. And we can talk about that later. So we were preparing. Our country was taking preparing seriously enough that at least we saw something was being done. It was called civil defense in this country. But luckily, today, we don't need that old civil defense stuff because we have FEMA today. So we're just all set today.
FEMA reminds me of the guys that come and say, all right, let's count the bodies, okay, and let's get the bulldozers out, let's get the backhoes out, let's get the coffins out. How many can we get in each coffin? Okay, let's bury the coffins. Okay, and let's write the final report as to what happened. That's what FEMA reminds me of, because before it was, we were preparing to survive. We were preparing to survive. And now I think it's just a cleanup effort. I think that's what FEMA is, unless I'm confused. I may be wrong, but I don't think so. So I really liked the era of protection, and that, you know, I am a survivalist. Craig, you're a survivalist. That's what we do. That's what we teach. And as a matter of fact, Craig, we have an ice storm right here in Missouri right now, and some of the roads are covered with ice, and then above the ice is a little bit of snow. And you can't, where I am in my part of the Ozarks right here, we can't go anywhere on the roads because they are just as slick as can be. And so we prepare. We live this lifestyle. We don't expect anybody to come and rescue us. We think that we are in charge of our own lives and we have to prepare for ourselves. And that's what we do here at USAPrepares.com. We talk about how to prepare, how to survive. And this class is a really important class for that. So civil defense, I remember it. I remember it very well. And as a matter of fact, Craig, when you were talking, I just posted the YouTube video on the website, Duck and Cover. It's about 9 minutes long. So, class, if you'd like to go to page one of USAPrepares.com and watch the YouTube video that Craig Douglas is talking about, it's right there. Craig, so what else have we abandoned in the civil defense programs that we had? We used to have air raid sirens. I don't hear them going off anymore. We used to test them. What else have we abandoned?
With civil defense, it was a multi-pronged, but it was mainly, from what my studies were, after World War II, especially around the early 60s of the Cuban Missile Crisis, it was focused largely on nuclear attack by the Soviet Union. There aren't too many videos out there. At my table, I have a little CD that I sell that got 4 hours of the old civil defense film, and it was, and all of the ones that I post on that video are relating to nuclear war.
Craig, hold that thought. We're going to come back. Craig Douglas, USAPrepares.com. He'll be at the expo April 6th and 7th. Please, don't touch that dial.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freeze-dried-guy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, February 20th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $15.94.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.34.14, $8.17.07 for a half ounce, or $408.54 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.34.14, $8.17.07, and $408.54.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, you just heard the commercial announcement for Terraganics. Terraganics will be at the Get Prepared Expo. They're going to teach us how to grow a real garden, how to amend the soil, and how to make it really fertile. Terraganics will be with us at the Get Prepared Expo April 6th and 7th, and so will Craig Douglas. Craig is with us right now. We're talking about radiation. Craig, I guess we should probably talk about what radiation is. Why don't we start with that, and then we've got another hour and 35 minutes of this broadcast talking about radiation. Let's talk about what radiation is.
Okay, and I might I want to ask also, Vincent, are you able to take phone calls later in the program?
Yeah, Craig, we don't get a lot of calls on this particular broadcast. We get a lot in the afternoon, but let me give out that number. Class, if you'd like to talk to Craig Douglas, it's toll-free, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And we can take your calls if you've got questions about radiation, what it is, the effects of it, the dangers of it, how to protect yourself from it. If you had any experience with it yourself, first-hand experience, we'd love to hear that too. 866-582-9933. Okay, Craig.
Also, we're ready. Also the equipment. The reason I'm saying that is because the equipment. I get so many people coming to my table. They say, "Oh, I have one of those. Oh, I don't know if it works. I don't know how to use it." There's a lot of misconceptions about the old civil defense equipment that I'm sure a lot of your listening audience probably has, don't know anything about it, and it'd be a good chance to go over some of that as well since we have a little more time today. But as far as radiation goes, basically for nuclear war and for power plant accidents, which is mostly what we're worried about. Now, we're going to talk about alpha, beta, gamma, and X-ray radiation. There's all sorts of other radiation. You have microwave radiation. You have light radiation. There's all sorts of radiation. But for the purposes of this program, we're going to be talking about those four that are potentially a danger to us in the event of nuclear war or a power plant accident, nuclear power plant. And we're going to start out with the first one, alpha. And this is more of a health issue long-term with the listeners. Alpha is best related to you, the audience, as the radon. That's in the alpha range. Now, that's a gas produced from the ground. The alpha particles will come from the ground, seep out of the ground, and if you have a basement or a crawl space, they tend to collect in there because if you have cracks in the concrete of your upper foundation or the basement floors, or if you just have a crawl space, they'll seep from the ground. And if it's not ventilated very well, those gases can accumulate and become a little bit more of a danger to human life if you breathe it for a long period of time. Now, alpha is very easy to protect yourself from and very easy, the health benefits are lower. You can actually stop an alpha particle with a piece of paper. So it's very low danger, unless you're breathing it in fairly high concentrations for a long period of time. That's why in our homes, that can be a danger if you have a lot of, alpha particles in the form of radon gas coming from the ground. And you're, of course, we stay in our homes quite a lot, and if you're there a long time and you have fairly high concentrations, that could become a health issue. So that's for nuclear war, though, we really aren't concerned about alpha radiation. It's really for your homes because you stay in there so long. That's the only thing we have to prepare for alpha radiation is if your homes are affected. Now, you can get alpha-detecting kits. Because the old civil defense stuff does not detect alpha radiation, neither does most any unit out there in the commercial market. You need a special type of probe to detect alpha. But if you go to a place like a Home Depot or a Menards or something like that, they will have these radon test kits that you can buy, and you put this device in your basement for some period of time, and then you wrap it up and you mail it to a lab, and they give you the results. So that's how you can determine if you have a problem with alpha radiation in your own home by one of those test kits. Very simple to use. You can't get an instant reading with those, but the devices that detect alpha, the probes themselves tend to be in the neighborhood of $500, $600 just for the probe, not including the unit that it hooks up to itself. So it can be a little bit too expensive to try to detect alpha on your own without one of these test kits. So we'll dismiss alpha now at this time and go on to beta. Beta radiation is a little more dangerous.
Craig, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going into a break. There's no shortage of commercials. There's no shortage of breaks. We're going into a break, and we'll talk about beta radiation on the other side of these few short commercial announcements. Class, please, don't touch that dial. This is an important class. Craig Douglas, USAPrepares.com. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is your call to action. Until you survive. Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA. The Get Prepared Expo. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine. Survival gardening. Growing heirloom seeds. Negotiating for your life. Surviving violent climate change. Radiation survival. Economic collapse. Disease prevention. Raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food. Defending your home and family. Surviving tornadoes. Water filtration and purification. Build buckets of storable food. Are you prepared for solar storm? Nuclear meltdown. Dollar collapse. Skyrocketing food and fuel prices. Earthquakes. Tornadoes. Where is your plan? Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th, Holland Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Shealy's team, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Dr. Joel Wallach, Dr. David Pruitt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Frank Underhill, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, and over 50 more instructors. $8 one day and $15 weekend passes. Online. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit utopiasilver.com, UTOPIASilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Sell something you believe in. Almost sounds like a foreign concept, right? Listen, when is the last time you sold for a company and a product you believed in? Something you could feel good about Monday through Friday, and even Saturday and Sunday. Something with integrity. Perhaps you've heard of us. We're GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Over 800 radio stations, the web, and 4 satellites broadcast our conservative talk radio shows 24/7, 365. While much of radio struggles, we're doing things all over the globe that those with just a transmitter can only dream of. We've got listeners, lots of them, and advertisers who need help reaching those listeners. But they need you. GCN is looking for motivated, self-starters, people good on the phone with proven sales savvy, experience in marketing and advertising. But we'll invest in training the right person. We offer benefits, but the biggest benefit is selling something you believe in. Send your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with GCN and sell something you believe in again.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my when you go to the TV for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Craig Douglas is with us. He's been to all of our Get Prepared Expos, and I can tell you, it's really neat. When the television crews come to the Get Prepared Expos, they focus right on Craig Douglas. They really do. They bring their cameras and they spend more time with Craig Douglas than with anyone else. They are they're fascinated by the radiation detection equipment. They're fascinated with the civil defense era. And Craig makes the news at every Get Prepared Expo. Craig, we're talking about, and he's going to be at the next one, April 6th and 7th. Craig, we're talking about alpha radiation. We talked about the long-term health issue of radon gas and how it's produced and comes from the ground, and it comes through cracks in your basement walls. And, you know, alpha radiation can be stopped with a piece of paper, and you can test it with alpha radiation detection kits, and you get them at the big box stores that are in home improvements and lumber stores and those kinds of places. But you have to set up this test kit in the basement for a while, close the doors, and then send off your test kit after a few days of being exposed to the air in your basement. Now we're talking about beta radiation. Let's tell us what that is, please.
Okay, beta radiation is a little more harmful. It's also easily stopped. A piece of paper won't do it necessarily, but it will certainly reduce it a lot. A piece of wood, a small piece of metal, a lot of things will stop beta radiation. Beta radiation attaches to a piece of dust or dirt. Now, that's the key. This radiation attaches to a particle of some kind, usually dust or dirt, and it goes up into the air. And in the case of a nuclear event, such as a power plant accident or a nuclear war type of thing, that piece of dust or dirt drifts by the air currents and comes down as what we call fallout. That beta particle, when it lands on your skin, and if it stays on the skin for a period of time, a short period of time, it won't have any harmful effect if you just go and wash it off. Basically, if you get beta particles on your skin, you just wash off the skin with soap and water, and the radiation particle gets washed down the drain. So it's fairly easy to deal with. However, if you're eating it, breathing it, or drinking it, it becomes more of a health hazard. Now, clothing, if you have to venture outside and there's beta particles in the air, any dust that land on your body, you might consider they may have the radiation called beta with it. So when you get back to your shelter or wherever you're going, brush off your clothes as quickly as you can or remove them completely when you get to the place, and just shower up. Wash your unexposed skin. One way to easily protect yourself in that type of situation is with not only clothing, but something like a rain suit is fine. You're just trying to keep the dust particles off your skin is all you need to do there. But eating it, breathing, or drinking it is a different story. Basically, anything that will protect that will take care of the dust. Let's say, let's take the example of breathing first. Breathing a beta particle, you're breathing dust in. We all breathe dust in all the time, every day. But if it's a high radiation event, then a lot of these dust particles might have the beta radiation in it. And so what you want to do is basically you need to filter out the air you breathe. And although a gas mask will work, you don't need a gas mask. A standard respirator will also do the job. Anything that will block out dusts, such as a HEPA filter, those are the high-efficiency particulate filters. A HEPA filter, those are the types of filters that are available in your safety supply stores. Or a gas mask will do it, too, because a gas mask canister also has a HEPA filter in there along with charcoal. Even your standard hardware variety 10-cent dust mask can be helpful, although they won't filter out as much dust as a HEPA filter. Those certainly could be helpful. Or in a pinch, a towel or wetting a towel and putting it over your mouth and nose, that could also do as a impromptu emergency filter for the air. So you don't want to breathe it in. It gets lodged in your lungs, and then it could become a problem. The other method would be drinking it. Basically in the water or in whatever you're drinking. As long as the container that you're drinking from is sealed, let's say you have a sealed bottle of water that you're going to drink, is capped. Basically, you remove the cap, and the water inside is fine because it hasn't been exposed to the dust. So water is pretty easy to deal with, and if you do have to drink water that's from a lake or a stream or something that's been exposed potentially to the beta particles, then you simply filter it. And any filter that can filter out dusts and dirt essentially will work, such as your Berkey's or your Aquarains or all the other brands out there. Pretty much any water filter will probably suffice in filtering out much of the beta particles. The more efficient the filter is, the better of a job it's going to do. And although the water will have been irradiated, it doesn't mean that the water is unsafe to drink. And we're going to talk about that when we talk about gamma. And so the other method of getting it inside your body or the dangers of beta radiation is eating it. If it gets on your food, and you eat it, then obviously that's lodging in your body, and that could start posing a problem as well. So basically, the same kind of water apply, rules apply as the water. If the food is sealed, like, say, out of in a tin can, even though there may be beta dust on the can, you just wash the can off before you open the can, and the contents are fine. So the food you have in your food storage, even though it's been exposed to beta, it might be covered completely with dust, even a loaf of bread inside the wrapper. You just rinse off the wrapper or wipe off the wrapper before you open the bread so that the dust particles on the wrapper don't get in the food before you eat it. So all the food you have, as long as it's sealed, is safe to eat. Now, if you're going to your garden and you're going, what I would suggest anybody, that if there is a nuclear incident and you want to, if your food is harvestable at the time of the incident, I would suggest you go out and get them fairly quickly and store them and use them as best you can before they have a long time to grow in an irradiated environment where the soils, you could pick up radiation. And basically, though, fruits and vegetables, you just take them and wash them off. Again, you're trying to just get the dust off, and those will also be safe to eat. But longer period of time, then your garden becomes a problem because as the food is growing, it will take up the radiation from the soils. So, and that kind of applies with fresh milk also. If you milk your animals very quickly and store the milk, that milk will be safe. However, the cows or whatever type of animal you're milking will eventually be eating grass that might have beta particles on them, and they will be ingesting the beta particles, and your milk could be contaminated. So the key there is to any live sources of food, either in a garden or from livestock or meat, your best harvesting that food very early in the game before it has a chance to become contaminated. All right, so that takes care of beta radiation. And now there are detectors that detect beta radiation. Generally, for beta radiation, you're going to need something called a Geiger counter. Now, Geiger counters, and we're going to talk about this later probably, Geiger counters essentially were discontinued by civil defense in 1964. Actually, 1962 was the last model made, if I recall, because they found they weren't of any good in a nuclear incident other than for training purposes. And if they stayed in the shelter, they could check people for beta dust. As they come into the shelter, they would run the probe across their shoulders and their hands and their head and find out if they're contaminated with beta dust. And if they were, they would just go and take a shower, remove the clothing, and take a shower. That's the limited. That's essentially all I would ever recommend a Geiger counter for those people. And hopefully we'll have some time to talk about that later because there's different types of equipment out there. Geiger counters are pretty useless in a high-level event. In fact, they are extremely. They're 100% useless in a high-level event. This is one of the misconceptions out there because of the media. The radio and movies and TVs, everything you think you know about radiation and the equipment is probably wrong because Hollywood has glamorized it and made it completely different than the reality. So Geiger counters, in fact, I stopped selling Geiger counters after the Japan incident because I realized people were buying Geiger counters, paying huge sums of money, $500, $600, the old civil defense stuff used to sell for like $80 to $100. They're paying these huge amounts for something that isn't going to do them any good, and they didn't have any idea what they were buying, but they heard the word Geiger counter, and that's what they were buying. I stopped selling them. To this day, I don't really sell Geiger counters. I do have hundreds of them, but I try not to sell any. I don't even bring them with me generally anymore. Moving on to gamma now. Gamma radiation. You're getting a whole lot here, so I hope everybody's taking notes. Gamma radiation is the most dangerous as far as nuclear war and power plants go. It penetrates the body. You can't stop it with a piece of wood, a piece of paper, or even metal. It goes right through your body, right through walls. It's the most dangerous of all of them, and this is mostly what the civil defense program was designed to protect against, and that's gamma radiation. Now, I don't want to scare people. There's radiation around us all the time. We have alpha, beta, X-ray, gamma. All these radiations are around us all the time, even right now as we speak. But they're at such low levels, our bodies are accustomed. We're designed to withstand these levels. So, when you hear radiation, don't automatically run and fear. There are ways to protect yourself from all of these. I'm trying to get through all of these. Now, gamma radiation, although it's the most dangerous, it's actually quite easy to protect yourself from. Gamma radiation is very similar to X-ray. It penetrates. Gamma radiation, basically, though, what you need to protect yourself from is mass. The more mass you have between you and the gamma source, the better protected you will be. And that's why our shelters, the fallout shelters we had in the 50s and 60s especially, were underground. They were usually deep in the basements of these public buildings or of other types of buildings, because the mass of the Earth is one of the best and cheapest ways to protect yourself from high levels of gamma radiation. So essentially all you need to do is have an underground space to go to protect you from the gamma radiation. Now let's say for these purposes, I happen to be in Chicago at the moment. Yes, we have snow here. Similar conditions that you may have there in Missouri, but sounds like you're dealing with ice. Let's say Chicago would probably be a target. Let's say Chicago, but let's say you were in, I think of a community people might say, there's a city called Joliet to the southwest of here in Chicago. If Chicago got nuked, let's say a nuclear device, so Chicago got nuked, to the southwest, there is a city called Joliet. Now, Joliet would be far enough away that it probably wouldn't be affected by the blast itself, other than possibly some broken windows, depending how big the bombs were. But gamma radiation would be coming from the vicinity of Chicago towards Joliet. So basically, the way to protect yourself is to be underground, but you do not necessarily need a whole lot of earth above you, over your head. In other words, a basement such as we have in this area of Chicago where I'm at right now. The area of Chicago, most buildings here are built with basements. In a lot of parts of the country, they are built with basements. Now, the basements generally have about 4 feet of earth above underground and about 3 feet above ground.
Craig, I'll tell you what we're going to have to do. Let's hold that thought about basements until the other side of this break. This is an absolutely fascinating discussion. We're going to continue on through the next hour, so get your notebook out. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Extend your life.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Spend your life with
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Craig Douglas is with us, and I just want to let you know he's going to be with us for the next hour. So, please stay tuned. So this is hour number one, and Craig Douglas is going to be with us for the second hour. And we've been talking about radiation, alpha, beta, gamma. And gamma is the most dangerous. It can't stop it with wood. It's similar to X-rays. And to protect yourself, the more mass, the better. So fallout shelters have been built underground. And the mass of the Earth protects us from the gamma radiation. And I just want to let you know that Craig Douglas will be with us at the Get Prepared Expo April 6th and 7th. And he is a favorite. He's a favorite speaker of the Get Prepared Expo students. And the event is April 6th and 7th at the Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. And you heard the Get Prepared Expo commercial. And Craig Douglas is featured in that. So, Craig, we're talking about basements. Tell us more about basements and why they work for us.
Okay, because of the mass around you. And I was explaining, most basements are about 4 feet underground and about 3 feet above ground. So about chest high, you can generally expect protection from that point on. In other words, the gamma radiation goes in a straight line. It doesn't curve. It doesn't drop into your basement. If it's coming from the Chicago, like I said, and you were in Joliet, for instance, it would be coming off the horizon in a straight line. And so as long as you ducked down in your basement, either sat down or laid down, depending on how deep your basement is, you could be 100% protected from gamma rays. And you'd want to go against the wall closest to the source that it's likely coming from so that you'd be closer to the wall and you'd be more protected against the gamma rays, because there are some scatter effect can occur in reflections. But being up in your basement, you don't necessarily need, you know, many feet of earth above you, like a lot of people would think, in a full bunker type situation. You just need to get below grade or behind an extremely massive source. Now, take quickly the example of Fukushima and Tokyo. Although I sold a lot of detectors to Japan at that time, I didn't sell any of the civil defense stuff, by the way. It all belongs in this country, I believe, so I was selling some other items to Japan. People in Tokyo don't have to worry about gamma rays whatsoever at all, period, because there's mountains between the gamma source, being Fukushima and Tokyo. So they didn't have any gamma radiation potential really whatsoever. And that's why here in this country, when I heard all these stories about radiation here, I knew it was a lie or something was going on, but it wasn't coming from Japan because the gamma rays will not follow the curvature of the Earth. They go in a straight line, and the mass of the Earth will block 100% of the gamma rays from Japan here. So gamma is not a danger unless you're exposed in a linear fashion to the source. Now, if you live near a nuclear power plant and the nuclear power plant's melting down, and it's on the, it's, you're basically on the horizon where there, you can, the plant can be seen, or you're in an elevated situation where the plant could be seen by line of sight, then you have a gamma issue possibly. But if there's mountains between you and the power plant, you're not going to be getting any gamma. You might be getting some beta in the form of fallout that we talked about already, but you won't be getting gamma. And we can talk about Japan here a little bit later. We weren't getting beta here from Japan either. There's a lot of lies in the media about this. I'm not afraid of radiation. I'm not afraid of nuclear war, other than the fact that it will do a lot of damage and it will possibly destroy our society in a lot of ways, more than just physically. It might economically collapse, and all sorts of scenarios could happen with some type of nuclear detonation. But I'm not afraid because I know how to protect myself, and it's not an all-we're-all-going-to-die situation. Gamma, though, is the most dangerous. But it's in our everyday lives, and in fact, you eat food that's been irradiated by gamma radiation. A lot of you know that our food is irradiated a lot of times. Some of the fruits, vegetables, and meats that come to the grocery store, they are irradiated. That's to try to kill pathogens. That's the stated reason. And you could argue all day, and I believe rightly so, that it might denature the food, and maybe the food itself is altered to where it may not be good for us to eat the food, but there is no radiation in that food. Just as if I took an x-ray of you and then turned off the x-ray machine and tried to measure you for x-rays, no. The x-rays go right through your body. It's gone as soon as the machine's off. Same with the food. So even though the food may have been irradiated, even if your food is in a high-level gamma situation in a tin can, the gamma rays will travel right through that tin can. But and the food has been irradiated, but it's safe to eat.
Craig Douglas, we'll be back at the next hour, the continuation of Radiation 101. Craig Douglas, USAPrepares.com instructor. He's going to be at the Expo April 6th and 7th right here in Lebanon, Missouri. Please stay tuned for hour number two, where we get even more in-depth in radiation. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.